On this week's AP Religion Roundup, London's Hindi community mourns plane crash victims, and Pope Leo XIV makes fashion waves. Members of the Hindi community gathered at Neasden Temple in northwest London to mourn the victims of an Air India plane that crashed as it was bound for the British capital. At least 240 people were killed when the plane crashed in a residential area shortly after takeoff.
The mood is obviously one of sadness.
The temple's head Swami says that many people coming here had relatives and friends in the plane crash.
Actually, they are saddened, shocked as well, and they turn to the mandir, the temple, for comfort as well, as solace in this very difficult time of grieving.
He says the temple has close ties to the region where many of the passengers were from.
Obviously, they feel it's close to home.
Pope Leo XIV is causing a stir with some of his fashion choices, returning to much of the traditional pomp and formality of the past. AP's Tricia Thomas has more.
When Pope Leo XIV first appeared on the central loggia of St. Peter's Basilica behind me, liturgical fashion aficionados immediately noticed something. Gone was the simple white cassock worn by Pope Francis, and back in was the moseta, the red satin cape around his shoulders. All this traditional clothing was not used by Pope Francis. Pope Leo XIV has not indicated yet whether he will return to the papal apartments, but he has gone to visit them, so we'll wait and see on that one. Now, some people have also noticed that he seems to be very comfortable with the use of Latin, even sometimes singing Latin prayers. And some traditional Catholics have told me that they're hoping that means he will be considering a return to the Latin Mass, something that Pope Francis was not enthusiastic about. So everyone is still reading the tea leaves to see if these style changes indicate a new direction that Pope Leo will take the Catholic Church, or they're just superficial changes.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.